Hello, cuties, and welcome to May's Rambling Audio. Wow, this month was very busy, and I feel like I haven't made a lot of content in the last couple weeks, and the truth is, I haven't. Everything I uploaded to YouTube pretty much was pre-recorded before I left for a trip, and I did edit a bit while I was away, and I did reply to some emails and stuff, but for the most part, it was a lot of relaxing and also a lot of planning for my wedding. So yeah, I have a little list here that I want to just run through with you of everything that happened. Well, maybe not everything, but a lot of the things and a lot of the big things that happened in May. I guess we can start off with the Mooka collab. I collabed with Mooka on her Twitch, and it was a lot of fun. I believe that was the very first of the month. And yeah, it was very fun. I love her. You guys should definitely go check out Mooka if you haven't already. We played Stardew Valley, and I kind of forgot how much more fun Stardew is when you're playing it with other people. But yeah, that was nice. It made me want to collab more with other people also, but I need to reach out more. It's hard when you're shy, you know? And you're like, I don't know, and you're busy and other people are busy and everyone's schedules don't mesh 100%, but either way, it was fun. And I don't really collab very often, so I know my community appreciates when I do collab. It's a special occasion, so yeah. Also, this past month, you've probably noticed that there were lots of audios, especially in the beginning of the month. I feel like lately I've just been feeling very, very inspired to make YouTube videos, ASMR videos, stuff for Patreon. And I know it's been a little bit less the last couple weeks because, well, more the last week and a half-ish. And that's just because, I was away, but now that I'm back, you can expect everything to go back to normal. And yeah, I give you lots of ASMR and comfy, fun audios here and on YouTube. And streaming on Twitch as well. I do stream ASMR on Twitch. However, I have decided to cut back my streams just a little bit because I was streaming 5 to 6 days a week sometimes, and it was just a lot on me, going with, you know, trying to upload to YouTube every 2 to 3 days, and then also all my other things that I have to do in my life, like getting up and working out and cleaning around the house, and now with all the wedding planning, it's just been a lot of work. And so I've been going to therapy, which you guys know I talk about that sometimes, but I've been talking to my therapist about ways that I can decrease my load, I guess, so I don't feel so overwhelmed all the time. And we kind of came up with a little schedule for me for the week, which basically just a little bit less streaming and waking up a little earlier, trying to go to bed at a decent hour, all the good stuff so that I can have happy, successful days, and I can make as much ASMR as I like without having to, you know, do too much and then have burnout. And yeah, because that's the last thing I want. Burnout is not fun. Although I will say, I think my YouTube uploading, honestly, with scaling back the streams a little bit, is like perfect. I don't think it's too much at all. And yeah, I'm just having a lot of fun finding cool scripts and filling them and editing and letting you guys listen to them. And I always love to hear feedback as well. Never feel like you can't comment or message me feedback, even if it's constructive feedback. I love all feedback. Obviously, I don't want to hear, like, this sounded awful, you suck. But if it's constructive, I would love to hear it. So yeah. And then, like I said, we went on our trip to see Rev's family, which was so much fun. We went for Mother's Day, actually, to surprise his mom, and it was a lot of fun. I missed being up there with his family. It's just nice to be around people, you know? It's very quiet around our apartment, with just me and Rav, and we're always working and stuff, and it's nice to, like, have other people in the house, and to have two big doggos to hang out with, and it's just nice, you know? It's just nice to be able to talk to people. Which sounds obvious, but yeah, so that was fun. We went to a nice Mother's Day dinner with her. I ate so much good food while we were there. His family always, like, either cooks really good food, or they get really good takeout, or we go places, and I felt very spoiled. It was very nice, and ooh, we even went to a baseball game, which I'm not really a big sports person. Like, it's not like I don't want to like sports, but a lot of it I just don't really understand. So, Rav taught me about baseball, and we had really good seats, like, right behind home plate, and it was just really cool. Also, they had, like, multiple home runs in one game, and Rav's family was saying, like, oh, this is so much action, like, you would not usually see this much action in a baseball game, so you came to the right one, you're very lucky. Which made me happy, and oh my god, the food. I got a hot dog. The hot dog was so good. I know it's just a hot dog, but something about getting hot dogs at baseball games, and it's like the fancy hot dogs, and oh, it was so good. And now I just want that hot dog again. I will say, for those of you who know, that hot dog was indeed better than a cold hot dog right out of the package in the fridge. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. But yeah, it was so good. Also, while we were there, we saw the brand new Guardians of the Galaxy movie at our favorite movie theater. And oh my god, I never knew a raccoon could make me bawl my eyes out like that. A lot of you guys know I really like Marvel movies. I love the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, and I'm not gonna give you any spoilers in case you haven't seen it and you want to, but I highly, 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 highly recommend going and watching it. It was so good. Oh, I loved it so much. I just wanna watch it over and over again. It was so good. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should definitely go check it out. But yeah, we had a really good time visiting up there. We went to some parks and had some picnics, and we went by the water. There was a bunch of different lakes and stuff around there, and we went and sat out by the water and walked by the water. It was just really nice, and I feel like it was a much needed break from everything, including like the internet, because I just have not felt this like good mentally in a while, and I think a lot of that also has to do with not being on Twitter very much and not immersing myself in all the drama going on, because I feel like no matter what, it's a different drama every single time you're on Twitter, and it's just more and more bad stuff all the time, and that's like all anyone ever seems to post about, I feel like. And even though the people I follow don't really do that, but it still gets popped up on the, like, For You page on Twitter. So, yeah, it's been really nice to be away from it all, and I don't know what's happening. I saw some stuff earlier about some kind of drama, and I was like, well, I have absolutely no idea what this is about, but I'm glad. And I'm trying to keep it that way. I'm still going on Twitter, and I'm still trying to interact with people and post myself, but I'm trying to avoid looking at all the negative stuff, because it's just so draining, you know? I just want to live my life, like, happy, positivity, just when I go online, like, hanging out with my community and making content. I don't want to focus on all the negative stuff, so. But that's just me and my preference. I really can tell, though, with my mental health, it's helped so, so much. So, yeah, but then when we came back, of course, it was like a 14-hour drive. We split it up over 2 days like we usually do, but it was so long. But it was so nice to be back home and to sleep in our own bed. I feel like you take your own bed for granted. And then when you finally get back to it, you're like, this is paradise. And then I did my return stream, which went awesome. So many people came out and supported me, and I got a crazy amount of gifted subs as well, which I was not at all expecting, but I very much appreciated, of course. And then the next night I did an ASMR stream, which was very fun, and then I haven't streamed since, because on Saturday, I woke up on Saturday and I was like, I don't want to be alone today, I'm gonna call my mom and see what my mom's doing. So I called my mom, and she was like, yeah, we can hang out. So my mom's getting ready to come over, and then she's like on her way, and then while my mom is on her way, I get a text from like my best friend, who I don't get to see very often because she lives a few hours away from me. And she said, just stop for coffee and gas, I'll be there in an hour. And I was like, what? You'll be there in an hour? And so, of course, I was like, she must have texted the wrong person. Like, maybe she meant to text someone else. No. I had made plans with her like a month in advance, and I totally forgot. And I wrote it down on my calendar, but for some reason, my laptop calendar didn't sync to my phone calendar. And I had not been looking at my laptop calendar. I only looked at my phone one. And yeah, I did not see it, so I didn't know. But it ended up working out really nice. I mean, I was so happy to see her, because it had been since, I think it had been since like January, the very beginning of January, that I had seen her, because she was with me whenever we were trying on my wedding dresses to find my wedding dress, because she's actually my maid of honor. And so yeah, it was so nice to see her. And she spent Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. She left Tuesday yesterday. We had a lot of fun together. I missed her so much, so it was really nice to be able to spend a lot of time with her. She's the kind of person that, like, you don't have to, like, entertain them or feel like you have to, like, do anything crazy. Like, you can just kind of be laid back and relax and hang out together and just like watch a movie or TV show and like just chill, you know? Which I just feel like I really need those kind of friendships, because I have friendships that are more high maintenance, which are great too, but they can be a bit more exhausting. So it's nice to have friendships that are more low maintenance and chill, and you can just relax and enjoy your time together with them. So it was really nice. We also booked my bachelorette trip, which I'm really excited about. We were looking in all the different places we wanted to go, and we found a really cute cabin, because I don't really want anything like crazy. And also Rev is gonna come with us, because he's not doing like a bachelor trip. We're gonna just kind of like do like a combined bachelorette trip with our friends. And yeah, I'm excited for a little weekend away at a cabin. We're gonna bring like stuff to make s'mores, and there's a little jacuzzi, and there's TVs for like we can watch movies and eat good food, and there's a little downtown area nearby that we can like go and go to the shops at certain points if we want, and go get dinner maybe one night. But yeah, I just wanted something like chill for it. I'm not really like a, I mean, I used to be like more of like a going out person, but I didn't really want to go to like bars and stuff with my friends, especially without Rev. So we're just gonna do it together, and it's gonna be a lot of fun, and I'm excited. And it'll be in November, which is like only 2 weeks before our wedding in December. And oh my god, there's just so much stuff. Like, my calendar is so packed for the rest of the year. It's insane. I mean, I knew getting married was like a lot, but I don't know, like, I think I was underestimating how much stuff there would be, but, you know, it was fun. Yeah, when my friend was here, we went shopping. I got a couple cute new dresses. I got my hair done yesterday, which I did post on Twitter. If you didn't see it, you can go look at it. It's really similar to what my hair looked like already, but my hair had like, a band. It's kind of hard to describe if you don't really know like hair terminology, but basically there were like bands in my hair from where my black box dye had faded, and so it was kind of like reddish looking in certain lights, and I wanted it to be like all one color, like more like my natural hair, and like a tiny bit darker. And so now it's all even. It took like 1 inch off because she said my hair was actually really healthy and she didn't need to take any more off than just an inch. And yeah, so I got my hair done, and like I said, I've been doing lots of wedding planning and like contacting vendors and placing orders and trying things on. And I'm also trying to find someone to do my hair for a wedding. Guys, did you know that people pay like $1,500 to have someone do their hair and makeup at their wedding? What? I've been looking at all these Instagrams and like inquiring, because I just want like a simple like updo, and then I'm doing my own makeup, but I wanted my hair done, like curled, and then like in an updo. And people pay like over $1,000, and granted it's like they're there for a long time, I guess, and they give you multiple touch-ups and stuff, but still, I'm like, $1,500 for hair and makeup for one day? What? What? But yeah, I don't know. I was just like, you know, the thing is, that's definitely not it. So I need to keep looking and try to find something more reasonable. I don't know if it's just like where I live or, but I mean, I'm looking at everything and there's just so many. I mean, that's definitely the most expensive I've seen, but it's crazy. People charge a lot, but honestly, like everything for weddings has increased even since COVID, because Rev's parents just planned a wedding like a couple years ago for Rev's sister, and they started planning it like 4 years ago, but COVID delayed stuff for them. And yeah, they saw the prices like double, like things have just like doubled, if not more, since COVID, which like sucks for me, but it's fine. But yeah, it's just so hard to find like, I don't know, reasonable prices. But it is there if you look, and that goes for anything. If you look hard enough and you do your research, you will find the best bang for your buck. But yeah, I think that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about in today's rambling audio. Also, one last thing, I am shipping out all the Subathon rewards, hopefully today. I have all of them like written up. I just got to put them in envelopes and mail them off, so those should be getting out to everyone very soon. I'm sorry it's taken a little while, but life has just been crazy. But I'm so excited for everyone to get their stickers and their notes from me and all that good stuff. So yeah, I hope you guys have an awesome day, and thank you for listening. If you listen this far, you're seriously amazing, and thank you also for all the support. The fact that you can listen to this means you're pretty high up on my Patreon, which is kind of crazy, and I just want to say thank you, because it just means so much to me, and I'm glad you enjoy hearing me ramble and talk about all the random things in my life. It means a lot, and yeah, I just really appreciate you. Makes me feel less alone. And I'll be back next month with another rambling audio for you, with even more stuff to talk about. Okay.